Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Preacher Parker Show. Yes, it's going to start off a little rough today, but hey, you're here, you're with your boy. Hope you're happy. Hope your day been blessed. But now we're going to talk about some real stuff. Now, I know a lot of y'all heard what happened last week in the state of Florida, out there in Tamarack, about a young teenage boy who was punched in the face, pepper sprayed, and his head slammed to the ground while a pile of blood was on the floor due to the same blood pouring down his face. And we're going to get straight into that conversation. But first, I must say, wow. Am I surprised? No. Am I surprised by any police brutality? No. Am I surprised about people provoking police and trying to attack police? No. It goes both ways, ladies and gentlemen. People, we just start to resist, try to hurt officers, try to harass cops, trying to taunt them, or try to do anything that you know that might provoke the officers. Now, I'm not saying that happens a lot, but it does happen. So for us to sit there and say that cops are always in the wrong would be a lie. But we could, as people, could think smarter, be wise, and knowing that the circumstance that these cops are on and the way these cops think sometimes, it's quite wise to be very smart, less aggressive, and just to make sure that you do the things by the book or the things you're supposed to do right. So that way, if the officers did do anything wrong, there'll be enough evidence to protect you. Now, with that being said, that also goes to police officers. Officers who've been trained for 6 months before they become officers, who live their life with a dangerous life every single day. I'm not going to sit there and say their job is not hard, because it is hard. But there truly are officers who do not like people. People of different cultures, people of different religions, people of different beliefs, people that think they're tough, people that there are cops that just don't like certain people. And if they see that person, they may just harass, hurt, or want to do something that they shouldn't do. Now, this is for those cops that feel that they're above the law. Those cops that can't handle the pressure. Those cops that feel that they could go hurt people, whether they are grown men, women, children, doesn't even matter. The fact is that there are laws that helps us to protect ourselves as well. We do have the rights to defend ourselves against police officers. We do have those rights to fight back against the officers who do things out of line. Now, but what this situation showed out here to Merrick, and let's be real, let's say this boy did do wrong. Let's say this boy got up, looked the officer in the face, stood up in a stance that showed toughness, and he looked at that cop and said, "I don't like you, cop," or he said something rude about him. Does that get the officer a right to punch you in the face? Does that get the police officer a right to slam your head on the ground, not once, more than once? Does that get the rights to punch you in the face while you're down, while your hands are down, while another officer is holding you? No. Now, does the officer have the rights to pepper spray you if they feel that you're getting too close to impending them in harm's or danger? Absolutely. Does the officer have the right to hit you with a baton if you have a weapon in your hand and you're trying to swing at them? Absolutely. Does the officer have the rights to shoot you if you have a gun in your hand and you're able to shoot at them or you already have shot at them? Absolutely. But if you are unarmed and you have not done anything physically towards that officer, that cop should have no rights to do any harm to you, especially, one more time, if you are a child or a minor. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if this officer keeps his job, or not even get any kind of jail time, or any kind of bad situation towards him, after this, I'm being honest, people, what are the laws? What laws do we have against officers? Basically, officers are like celebrities. They do the crime, they walk. I'm just being honest, guys. A lot of you are not going to like it. There's a lot of people I heard out there say, "Well, you shouldn't go out there and stand up to an officer. You get what you get." So let's just be right. If your child or your teenage child went up to an officer and said anything or stood up to an officer without physically touching them, you're telling me you're okay with that officer punching or kicking or beating or slamming that child into the ground? That's what you're telling me? Because if you are, you deserve to get your ass whooped. Because you're just as stupid as anybody ever heard. I'm sorry, I don't care if you don't like it. This is the Preacher Parker Show. I'm going to keep it real. Bottom line about it, you have no rights to put your hand on no child at any circumstances without physically ever being touched. Period. Bottom line about it. Words are words at the end of the day. Deal with it. Do your job as an officer. Do your job. Don't let the people provoking you, the yelling, the screaming, the ignorance around you, turn you into the same kind of person they expect you to be, that violent. Now, with that being said, let's talk about the people that be on this social media. My gosh, people, this world star, these people that just want to be on YouTube, the people that want to be known, the people that want to get followers. Look, man, we all want to get somebody to notice what we do. But damn it, does that mean we're okay with somebody getting their ass beat, somebody getting their head slapped in the ground, does somebody getting killed just so we can get a little exposure? By a lot of people, stop with the videos. Say, hey, officer, what are you doing? Get involved, people. There's more of you than officers. Get involved. A few pushbacks, a few shoves. Now, I'm not saying fight the officers, but a few shoves to push back or separate you from that child may prevent more damage. I mean, let's look at what happened so far with this young child. I believe it was in Chicago, who was 13 years old. They got her ass beat to the ground, head slammed to the ground. She goes home. She's not thinking that she got too much damage to her body. Next thing you know, a few days later, she has a tumor in her head because of the damage to her body, and she dies at 13. And while everybody else laughs or posts on social media of a child getting her head or beaten to the ground, while that mother cries because her daughter is dead. Was your video that important then? It's ignorance. It's stupidity. And we have got to the point where stupid is what stupid does, and everybody just wants to be on the stupid post. But a lot about it, man, this is the Preacher Parker Show. I'm talking real junk, real news, really your face situations. Stand up, be tough, be smart, be wise, and don't let social media, your phone, or anything interfere with anything that has to prevent death, drama, stress, wrongfully arrest, abuse to any minor, or anyone of that fact. This has been the Preacher Parker Show. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Please share, comment, and love. Thank you once again for following your boy, D. Preacher Parker. Get him out.